We are learning Masechtas Shvois, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning by the two dots, four lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Zok the Gemara, tell in the Mishnah that Shvois lo Eichel va'okal pas chitim or pas ayir pas kusmin, only chayv one. But if you say Shvois lo Eichel pas chitim or pas ayir pas kusmin, and you ate them all, you chayv three karbonos for the three different Shvois. Zok the Gemara. But Dilma, how do you know if I say Shloi Oichel Pas Chitim Pas Arim Pas Kusmin? How do you know that I'm making three separate shvuos? Maybe what I'm saying is I'm not going to eat those three type of breads. Everything else I will eat. I'm just qualifying my shvuah to say that I'm not going to eat bread. I'm not going to eat carbs. I'm not going to eat these three type of breads. But Dilma Lamifta Nafshi Machron Isakasi. Maybe he's going to exclude everything else. I'm not going to eat everything else besides these three things. How do you know he means to say three separate shvuos? The reason why he's speaking it out is because he wants to say dafka these. He dafka these three things and nothing else. So tomorrow, if that was the case, how would we make mechitim v'sarim v'kusmin? If he didn't want to say three separate shvuos, he should have said shvuos la'echel chitim v'sarim v'kusmin. That would have included all these breads. So tomorrow, no, I didn't want to say that because v'dilma lokos. Maybe it would mean that I won't chew those three things. But everything else I can eat regular, like even eat bread. So that's why I didn't want to say that. Zok the Gemara, still, have a little meymar, pas chitim v'sarim v'kusmin. You should have just said then, if you wanted to just ask yourself on bread and nothing else, you should have said, I'm not going to eat any bread, not wheat, barley, or spelt. And I understand, it's going on pas. No, but there was no, maybe v'dilma, if you said that, you would think it's pas chitim, and then on sarim v'kusmin means I'm not going to chew it. But maybe I will eat bread from that. V'dilma, pas chitim, lecho, sarim v'kusmin locus. Zok the Gemara, again, the have a little meymar, if you wanted to say that you're just answering these three things, you should have said pas chitim, vishal sa'irim, vishal kusmin. Why do you speak out pas chitim, pas sa'irim, pas kusmin, three times pas? It must be trying to make three separate shuas, because you just want to say bread, you could have said pas chitim, vishal sa'irim, vishal kusmin. So the Gemara on top of Chav Gimel Beis, no, because v'dilma, adei taruvus. Maybe if you said that, you would think, I'm not going to eat bread that's made out of three different type of grains. It's made out of chitim, sa'irim, and kusmin. But maybe regular bread I'll eat, or regular even wheat bread I'll eat. V'dilma adei taruvus, zok tomorrow, no, Yemi should have said, v'chein shal sa'irim, v'chein shal kusmin. Why say pas, lamali, shmami al-chalik? So the bottom line is that the reason why we are assuming it's three different shvuos is because he said extra words. He said pas chitim, pas sa'irim, he repeated it over. He could have just said that I'm not going to pas chitim, v'chein shal sa'irim, v'chein shal kusmin, which would mean, I know it means bread, and since I spoke out three times bread, therefore it does not mean just to narrow down these three things. It means is I'm not going to eat these three minim is three separate shuas. I'm not going to eat pas chitim, I'm not going to eat pas arim, and I'm not going to eat pas kusmin, three separate shuas. Therefore, you have three different kabanas because they're three different shuas. Zok to Gemara Vay. There are similar cases in the Mishnah. It says, shuas shalash, shal samashkin, harbe, you only have one. But if you say, yayin, shemen, and vash, separately, then it's three separate shuas. So Zok to Gemara, bishlam, hasam, there, we understand. Because you said the extra word pass. Bishlama by pass. Hosam the Amri Miyarsley pass the Chiyuvah. It says extra word pass in between pass Chitim, pass Erim, pass Kusman. The Chiyuvah, the Hacha. My Avalim, Mayma, what should we said? What would we said different by Yayim Shemed Vash? Dimel, Miftan, Afshayim, Mashkin, Achrisi, Kaasi. Maybe he's trying to pat himself from all the Mashkin. Dimel, Miftan, Afshayim, Mashkin, Achrini, Kaasi. That is coming to the pater of the mashkin. The reason why I say Yayin Shem Advash, meal is really one shvuah. But I'm saying, all I'm out of drinking is these three things, but other things I will drink. Amra Papa, I'll tell you why it's extra. Because Hacha b'menachem l'fan of askinan. It was sitting in front of you with the three drinks, the Yayin, the oil, and the Dvash. So I'll lay my shvuah to Eshta Elu. She just said, I'm not going to eat these. I'm not going to drink these. I'm not going to drink these, and that we know is only those three things. So, I mean, now that he spoke out, the three items that he spoke out specifically, it's obviously making three separate shuras. Break them out, no. If you said Elu, Vidilma Elu Udla Shasina, Achrina Shasina, if you said Elu, it sounds like these I won't drink, but other things I will drink. So that's why, that you know, others like this I will drink. So that's what you have to say, speak it out, the Yayin Shem Advash. Elo, Yayin, you should have said Shuras Lashina Kagain Elu. You should have said, I'm not going to drink like these things. And then you know I can't drink Yayin Shem Advash. Break the Mara, no. Dilma Kagain Elu Shasino, only maybe exactly this amount I'm not going to drink. Batz Machi, less, or Tve Machi, or more Shasino. So Elo Goin, the Mara says, Doimar, Shua, Shloy Eshli, you should have said, Shloy Eshta Min Elu. You should have said, I'm not going to drink from this Min. And then you would have known. Why does he speak it out? It must be three separate Shuras. The Dilma Min Elu Lashasino, you know what these are Gufayo, maybe these. Things itself, I will drink. Just this min, I won't drink. This, I will drink. So you can't just say that last of an elu, because maybe you're saying you will drink this type of these exact in front of you will drink just the type you won't drink, but this will drink. So Amy, you should have said Eshta Elu Minayu. So this is the final pshat. The pshat sounds like this, that was saying that you should have said, it's sitting in front of you, you should have said, I'm not going to drink these, I'm not going to drink these or this mint, or this type of drink. And since you didn't say that, you spoke out clearly, Yayin, Shem, and Advash, it sounds like I'm answering each one by itself separately, and each one has its own lav, its own carbon. We're talking about someone where his friend is telling him, come to me. Come drink with me, Yayim Shem Advash. The Hoyle Lema, all he could have said, should have just said is, Shvua Shle Eshta Imach Yayin. Shvua Shle Eshta Imach. He should have just said, I'm not going to drink with you. And I know, he says, come drink with me, Yayim Shem Advash. If I say, I'm not going to drink with you, we know what it means. And here he spoke of Yayim Shem Advash, Lomali. He spoke out those extra words, Yayim Shem Advash, Lomali. Lechayim Galachas Vachas. What's he talking about? To be chayim each one by itself, because he never said anything. The guy said, come eat, drink by me, Yayim Shem Advash. He could have just said, I'm not coming to drink with you, I'm not coming. He said, I'm not coming, finished. I'm not coming to drink by you. And since he added on the words Yayin Shem Advash, obviously means three separate shvuos. Something more about Tanos. We learned in the Mishnah. If someone says, Tanos, someone says, Tein li chitim v'sa'irim v'kusmin. This is talking about shvuos ha'pekadon, which is in a later parak, that if someone tells you, you owe me something, you have my stuff, and the guy says, no, I don't, and he makes a shvuah, so halach is, he brings a carbon on every shvuah that he makes to deny that he has those items. So the story was like this. Not awesome. Tein li chitim v'sarim v'kuz v'shvuyadcha. Reuben comes to Shimon and says, Shimon, you have my chitim v'sarim that I gave to you for safekeeping. You have it. So give it back to me. And the guy says, I don't have it. So shvuah she'ein l'cha b'yadi klum. And he makes a shvuah that I don't have anything in my hands. I have nothing. I don't own anything from you. Ein l'chayev alachas. The halacha is, you only have one carbon. But if you say shvuah she'en l'cha b'yadi chitim v'sarim v'kusmin, if you say shvuah en l'yadi, I don't have chitim v'sarim v'kusmin, chayev v'kalachas v'achas. You chayev on each one because you spoke out each one. Therefore, you chayev on each one, on each item that I denied, I am chayev because I denied each item by itself. I denied chitim v'sarim and made a shvuah on it. You chayev on each one. But Amar Rav Yechanan, afilu pruto makulo mistarepes. Even, let's say in the case, the first case where he said, I don't have anything, I have one carbon, even a pruta mekula mistarepes. The law is, there you need a pruta, has to be denying a pruta, the amount of a pruta, you have to deny that amount of money. So the law is, that you chayiv the asham there, there's a chayiv asham there, there's a chayiv carbon, which was called a chayiv asham, not carbon el vier, like shuas bitu, there's a chayiv asham. So you chayiv asham if it's mistarep to a pruta. That is when you said, the general shua. If he said chitim sarim and kuspim, obviously each one is its own pruta. But when he said shua, she'en lecha b'yadi klom, so then it's all mitzdarav lepruta. And there's a machlokes about the second shua, how to analyze it. If you look at the second shua, he says shua she'en lecha b'yadi chitim sarim and kuspim. There's a machlokes if it's four shuas or three shuas. On one hand, you could say shua she'en lecha b'yadi, and a mafarish chitim sarim and kuspim. So it's three shuas. All the way to learn is, shvuah she'en lecha b'yadi, I don't have anything, that's one shvuah, then yachitim sarim v'kusmim, is another three shvuahs, altogether four. So that's the machlokes. Pligibar of acha v'ravina, chad oma aproti mechayiv, akloli loy mechayiv, you only chayiv on the proti, which is the chitim sarim v'kusmim, but you're not chayiv on the klal. Chad oma akloli nami mechayiv, you also chayiv on the klal, which is altogether four. And again, that's pashut on the one that's mekoil everything, chayiv pruto. But the nafkamin will be in the case where you just say in lechav yodi, chitim sarim v'kusmin. So if you don't have a shavu pruta from any of them, so if you want man diyam yichayev nothing, if you allow man diyam yichayev one at least, because the shvuah she in lechav yodi is a general shvuah going to one man diyam. So it's a machlekes between these two man diyamrim. If when you say shvuah she in lechav yodi chitim sarim v'kusmin, do you separate in lechav yodi with chitim sarim v'kusmin? That's two separate things. The shvuah she in lechav yodi, that's a general shvuah. Then you have three more chitim sarim v'kusmin, or it's all one shvuah, and it's only three altogether. That's the machlekes. Read it inside one more time. Chalama prati mechayev v'kolei mechayev, which means no chayev on the klal im chiyadi is not a shvuah. The chalama kolei nami mechayev also chayev on that. And the question is, now Gemara brought in this mishnah for this. Halchamai, do we have the same machlekes with Acha and Ravina in our mishnah when someone says, "I'm not going to eat paschitin, pasarim, paskus, we say chayav for three. What about, is there a general chiv on shaloi oichel or not? That's the question. So hachamai, amar rav hachi ashtas, not a dimyan. Hoso mechayav a klol mechayav a prata. There, you can be chayav in the klol and the prat. To you mishtabah, hod mishtabah. There, if you make a shvua, another shvua, for each shvua you chayav, even on the same thing. If I deny, I don't have chitim. You know, I make a shvua, I don't have chitim. You chayav each one. Even though it's a shvua chal on shvua, there's no problem shvua chal on shvua there. Each one you chayav for. But over here, it's not like that. Hoso mechayav a klol or mechayav a prata. If the first ein of shloi oichel was a klal, then the proti wouldn't be chal. The paschid baser wouldn't be chal because ein shvu chal al shvu. Once you make a shvu, I can eat something. I can't make a shvu, I can eat paschid. Then won't be chal. So isak gadaytach isa bechlala a prota my mechayiv mush bavoyimedu. So it must be that it's mukach in his das. That he wants the shvuas to be chal, and therefore he does not mean, even when it says by shvuas pekodim, it's four, here only be three. Because here he obviously does not want the general shvuas to be chal, because he wants the protus to be chal, and only to be chal is if the klal is not chal. Now it says in our Mishnah, shvua shaloi oichel, and is the velos, he is potter. And then it says, shvua shaloi oichel nevelos vitrefois, and then it says, shvua shaloi oichel. The Mishnah goes like this: Shvuah shlo oichel va'achal oichem she'ne ruin la'achila v'shas nashir rosh she'ya pater. Means make the shvuah he's not going to eat, and he eats oichem that not ruin la'achila, you're pater. Then it says Shvuah shlo oichel va'achal nevelos u'treifos shkatzer masim yichai. Rav Shimon's pater. And the Gemara's kashya is going to be: we just finished saying that if it's not ruin la'achila, you're pater. Then he says you make a shvuah shlo oichel and you ain't nevelos u'treifos, you are chayiv. What do you mean? It's not ruin. So it's the Mamish in the Mishnah Menei Abay. Hagufa Kasha, Amishvul Shaykh, Vachal Hashem Rulachila, Shasam Ashkin Rulashia, Potter. It says you're Potter because it's not Royal Lachila, something not Royal you're Potter. Vahad the Tanya, it says right afterwards, Shvul Shaykh, Vachal Avelos, Trefus, Shkotsam Ramasim Chayyab. And there, you're Chayyab, even though it's not Royal. Before the Gemara's Kasha, Mushvul Aim, it's Namazai. You're eating something, it's not edible. You're not allowed to eat the Velos Trefus. Maisha Rashi the Potter because it's not edible, Maisha Seifa, the Chayyab. So we know a Tarets. That the Gemara says on Chavbeiz and Beiz that by Nevelos really is edible, just as a Issa Torah in it. The Gemara will come to that later, maybe. But right now, the Gemara does not know that Torah. The Gemara says, Maishto Reishta Pot, Maishto Sefer Delchayim, Maishto Alakasha. It's very simple Torah. Reishta Vestam. And the Reishta is talking about, he said, Shaloi Oichel. If he's there, I'm not going to eat, it has to be something edible. Vesefa B'mefarish. Sefa, we're talking about, I spoke out, I am not going to eat Nevelos. So then, if you eat nevelos, yichayev, because you spoke out clearly, nevelos. If you speak out offer, if you speak it out, yichayev. So here you spoke out nevelos, yichayev. But then the Gemara asks, mefarish nami, gufa tiksha amai, mushba maharasinu. If you make a shvua that I'm not going to eat nevelos, how is it chal? L'chayev, you already have an issa tiris, how is it chal on nevelos? So Gemara has two mahalchim. Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon, da'amri, v'koil dvarim ha'matarim, dvarim ha'asurim. What he said was, I am not going to eat nevelos and shchutos. So since it was chal on the shchutos, which was, there was no mushbavayimid on that, so it's chal also on nevelos. Rav Shlokesh says, no, I made a shvu on nevelos on something there's no issa tayra. Omar, iyat ha'maiti alim mefarish chatz ha'shir v'liv rabbanon. Rav rabbanon, usually oichel means exayis, and that's also, if you say I'm oichel nevelos, then that's also ready. But if I say I'm not going to eat a half a shir of nevelos, so then the half a shir is no deraisa yet on it, there's no mushbavayimid. So then the shvu is chal. Even stam, when you make a shvua, it means even less, so it will be chal. So that's a two mahalchim to learn pshat in why it's not mushba va'oimed, and we have two pshat. Either pshat is koil, or pshat is you ask yourself on less than the shir. And the next year we'll talk about why shlokas is like a v'yechon and why v'yechon is like a shlokas. So the recap, what we did learn to get us prepared for the next sugi is that on one hand we had a stira that says that if you make a shvua shlo eichel and it says you eat eichel shein ruin, you're not chayiv. Then it says if I eat nevelos, you are chayiv. Chayiv nevelos ain't ruin. So Gemara says the answer is because you mefarish. Right now Gemara is learning nevelos is taka called inedible, but lemais you mefarish on nevelos and that's why you chayiv in it. But then Gemara asks, what do you mean? It's mushba vaymit. It's already aser minatari. Gemara answers to it to be the kailal or is less than a shear.